The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. Looking at the latest on COVID-19, provincially, we are now up to 5 presumptive cases. In an address today, Dr. Robert Strang says the 2 new cases are a man and a woman in their 50s who recently traveled abroad. He says the other residents of their homes have since gone into self-isolation. None of the 5 cases have received their test results as of yet, so they are all still considered presumptive. Locally, an assisted living resident may have been exposed to COVID-19 after a relative who returned from an out-of-country trip refused to self-isolate. Ridgewood Assisted Living in Bridgewater closed its doors to all visitors Saturday after a resident received a visit from a family member returning from international travel who didn't self-isolate. Lastly, in local news, the NSUARB says they will be utilizing the interrupter clause again tonight at midnight. Prices have continued to tumble globally, meaning it will most likely go down significantly. Prime Minister Trudeau addressed the nation today from his home in Ottawa. Included in his address were bolstered travel restrictions that will see Canadian borders closed to any non-Canadian citizens or permanent residents. There are a few exceptions, including air crews, diplomats, or U.S. citizens. He also didn't want to mince words when it came to his message for Canadians abroad.
Let me be clear. If you're abroad, it's time for you to come home.
The government also says they are working on an extensive stimulus package to help deal with the economic impacts of the virus. Chester has said no to open pen fish farms in its waters. The municipality sent a letter to Premier Stephen McNeill and MLA Hugh McKay advising them that it was not in the long-term interest of the municipality to have open pen fish farming in their waters. Ultimately, the decision will be up to the provinces as it does not fall under the jurisdiction of the municipality of Chester, but Alan Weber, warden of the municipality, says the province will take their concerns under advisement.
Based on the due diligence that we took and what we heard from our community, it's our job to represent their interests, and we believe that's what we're doing, and we would hope that the province understands that our community simply does not want it.
He says the majority of people in the community were very vocal at the presentation and spoke out against the idea. Meanwhile, opponents of open pen fish farms have been critical on Minister Bernadette Jordan and her lack of comment on the matter. With Cermak holding community meetings across the province, many in attendance have wondered why Jordan had not spoken about the issue. When asked about the fish farms in an email, Jordan said the discussions on aquaculture are important and touch on environmental, social, and economic issues. She says, quote, "This issue speaks to who we are as Nova Scotians. I want our community to know that I am listening. I hear their concerns," unquote. She did note that the provincial government will decide if and where the new aquaculture sites are developed in Nova Scotia, but she encouraged everyone to let their opinion be known. She went on to say locals opposed to fish farms should direct their messages to MLA Keith Colwell, who is also the Minister of Fisheries for the province. That's your Daily Catch for March 16th. More on these stories and others can be found in the links below.